says, his kabel gets a lishti. A man goes to a shliach and tells the shliach, I want you to accept this get for my wife. Or a hoylach gets a lishti, or else the husband tells the husband, take this get to my wife. The locher is, if the husband wants to retract, he has a right to retract. Because this person is not zocher in the get for the wife. Since the get is a choyv for the wife, that's the locher in chavim l'liyodim elabafonav. That the get does not take place until this get reaches her hand. And before the get comes to her hand, it's not chal. So if the husband wants to retract, he has a right to retract. What about to isha shomrus kabbali giti? What about if the wife herself, she made a shliach l'kabbalah? We know by the get there are two types of shluchim. There's a shliach halacha, the husband has a right to send the shliach to give the get to his wife. And there's a shliach l'kabbalah. The wife can appoint another shliach to receive the get for her. So if she tells somebody, whether it's a man or whether it's a lady, she tells somebody, his kabbalah giti, then the lacher is, once that person receives the get is chal, it's like it came into her hand, and they can't retract anymore. The figure, therefore, if the husband tells to the shliach, in other words, the isha or the wife made the shliach to accept her get. Now, when the husband gives this shliach the get, he tells him, I don't want you to receive the get for her. I'm not giving you the get that you should be a shliach to accept it for. But I'm only giving you the get on the tanai that you should go and give it to her. In other words, I don't want this get to be chal until she receives it. Then, yes, the husband has a right to retract. Until the get comes to her hand, the get is not chal, the husband has a right to retract. Even when the husband says, totally giti, take this get. When she says, if the wife says, totally giti, take this get for me, she can't retract anymore. In other words, it's all succeeded like she made a shliach lekabolo, and therefore when the get, Rashi says, Avameris totally giti, loshin kabolohu, it's also loshin of a kabolo. So if the wife tells the shliach, go like, and totally gitcha, take the get for me, so as soon as the husband gives the get to the shliach's hand, it's like she accepted the get, and therefore the get is chal, and they can't retract anymore. All right, we'll stop here. We'll start over again the Mishnah. Samach Bezim Abezim. To the Mishnah. Again, the Mishnah says, somebody says, his kabel gets zelishti. That's what the husband tells the shliach. He makes the shliach to be mekabel, accept the get of his wife. Or yehoyla gets zelishti, or else take this get to my wife. So the locher is, the husband wants to retract, he still has the right to retract. And we said, the yisoid is, there are two types of shluchim. There's a shliach lehoylocha, the husband always makes the shliach to send the get to his wife. And there's a shliach lekabolo, that the wife can make a shliach to receive her get. And then, as soon as the get comes to the shliach's hands, she's megareshes. So here, the husband said a lashon of kabbalah. He told the shliach, I want you to accept this get for my wife. But since she did not make the shliach like kabbalah, like nothing is doing. Therefore, as soon as the shliach gets the get does not take place. The husband can still retract. Just when the get gets to a hand, then we say the get is a good get. Because like the husband does not have a power to make the shliach a shliach like kabbalah, but rather only a shliach lahilacha to take the get to his wife. But her isha shomer, let's say if the wife says, his kabbalah giti, she appoints the shliach to be a shliach lekabbalah to accept the get, then when the husband gives the shliach the get, that's it, the get is chal. And later if the husband retracts, even before the get comes to her hand, nothing doing. The get already took place. But lefikach, the Mishnah tells us, lefikach, therefore though you should know, even in the case when the Isha appointed this Ruvain to be her shliach, to be mekabel the get. But still, imor ma'aloi habal. But if the husband, when he gives over this shliach the get, tells the shliach, he'ev shishet the kabbalah, I don't want you to accept this get for my wife. Peter is like a kabbalah. Elo rather hoylech, I want you to go and take this get to my wife. Vetainlo, give it to her. So now the husband is saying clearly, I'm only giving it to you to give it to my wife. Therefore, before the wife gets it, if the husband wants to retract, he can still retract. because the get is first chal when the get comes into her hand. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer afoy meris, even in the case where the wife tells her shliach toli giti, mean told just like take my get, it's the same thing. He holds that's like a shliach lekabolo. It's as if the shliach, the wife appointed the shliach to be mekabel her get, and therefore im rotzalach salayachser. Once the shliach receives the get is chal, and later the husband cannot retract anymore. So we get to this, the side is the shliach lekabolo that the wife makes to accept her get, and then the get is chal as soon as it comes into her, into the shliach's hand, or else the shliach lohelocho that the husband makes, and that get is first when it comes into the wife's hand. Zumur says, Omale ravacha breide rav abed ravashi. Taima, what's the reason in the beginning of our Mishnah that we say the get is only when she receives it? The loy shavi si'i a shliach lekabolo, because she did not appoint the shliach to be a shliach lekabolo. That's why the fact the husband said to be mekabel means nothing, but only when she receives the get. But the diak is hashavi si'i a shliach lekabolo. But mashmif, the wife would have first appointed the shliach to be her shliach lekabolo. The wife would first go to Reuven and tell Reuven, I want you to be a shliach to accept my get. Then, if the husband gives it over to the shliach with these two lashonis of his kabel gets there, or else heulich gets there, it would be mashma rotzalach zolo yachzer, that if the husband wants to retract after this, he cannot retract anymore. So as this is also a lashon, the husband is telling them to be mekabel the get. So shmamina, from here it should be a proof that heulich is keschidami. And really we had this from Achloikis and of Yudal Raman Aleph. If a person says heulich, take it, does it mean take it and be zoicher in it right now? Like here by get, that would be a good lashon of the Kabbalah. Or does heulich lav keschi? Heulich does not mean take it and be zoicher it right now, but heulich means take it and bring it to my wife. So here it should be a proof that heulich is keschi. So Gemara says, Loi, maybe there's no proof here. I'll tell you, Yerlam, really, Emloch, I will tell you, heulich lav keschi domi. If somebody uses the word of heulich, take it is not keschi. It's not like he's saying the get should be chal right now, but heulich means bring it. If so, why does our Mishnah only because she did not make the shliach? But if she would have made the shliach, it would be good. I'll tell you, v'iskabel get li'ishti yitzuchlei, that the ratio of our Mishnah, the first part we need, where the husband tells the shliach iskabel, the husband tells the shliach, I want you to accept the get. Here's the chiddush. The salka daitach aminach, I would have thought to say, ho yulubal, lav barashav yishliach lekabolhu, since the husband has no right to appoint a shliach to accept the get, he can't make a shliach lekabolo. It's up to the wife to do it. So I would have thought to say, since the husband used the wrong lashon, I would have thought afagav the mata gita liyada. Even when the shliach now brings the get to her hand, still I would have thought leila have a gita, that the get would not be good, because maybe the husband never appointed him to be a shliach lehoylocha. He only wanted him to be a shliach lekabolo. And since the husband can't do that, maybe the get is no good, like the shlich is his bottle. Kamash malon. That's the chiddush at the beginning of the Mishnah. That what the his kabo v'heulich komar. What the husband meant to say is, I want you to accept it, but I know that I can't really make you a shlich like a bolom. I mean that you should accept it and give it over to my wife. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But enech nami, even in the case where she appointed the shliach, it could be if he says heulich, maybe heulich if lav kischi. Tonight we learn like this. It says va'ish shomra his kabel legiti, when the wife tells the shliach a real shliach lekabolo, accept my get. So the Mishnah says imrotzalach salayachzer, that if the husband wants to retract, nothing doing, because she said a shliach lekabolo. So lekabolo means as soon as you get the get is chal. So my love, aren't we talking about loishno akabola, loishno alocha? There's no difference what loshin the husband used, whether the husband said loshin of his kabul or said loshin of halocha. And still in both cases we say if the wife really made a shliach kabola, they get this chal b'shas kabola. So you see, heulich is kischi. Heulich means take it right now, the get should be good. So where it says loy, the dig is only akabola. In a case where the husband said his kabul gets elishti, and the wife had already appointed the shliach, or shliach lekabolo, now we say as soon as the shliach receives the get is chal. Therefore the husband can't retract. But maybe when the husband says lashon of heulich, could be heulich if lav kitzchi. Heulich means I want you to take the get to her. And up until the shliach gives the get over to her, maybe there's no get. So we have no proof. Toshima, being a proof of the next part of the Mishnah, says, lefikach, it's even in the case where the wife made the shliach lekabola. Now the shliach goes to the husband, but the husband tells the shliach, listen, lefikach, imo maloi habal, the baal tells the shliach, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabola. I don't still want to give you the get and you should be mekablet right now. Ela, rather the husband says, heilach v'tein lo, take it and give it to my wife. I want to make you a shliach lehoilacha. So then the Mishnah says, "Im rotz alach liyachzer." If the husband wants to retract, he has a right to retract. So what's the diak why now? Taima diyom yefshi, only because the husband said clearly, "I don't want you to be a shliach lekabola." Hola yoma yefshi. But if the husband would have not said yefshi, he just would have said hoylich. Then it's mashin im rotz alach liyachzer. That the husband cannot retract. Why? Shemamina, this should be a good proof. Hoylich is kischi dami. The fact the husband said hoylich, that also means kischi, I want you to accept the get right now. So you see, a lotion of hoylich is kischi. So Mara says, no, maybe there's no proof. Dilma behilich. Like we'll see later on. If he uses a lotion with the yud, hilich, hilich means more. Hilich means taka, take this get and give it over. And the hilach is mashma mua that the get should be chal right now. Hilach means here it is, right now the get should be good. Here it's only no good because the husband said clearly, Efsh, I don't want what my wife said. But if he wouldn't have said Efshi, he would have stam said hilach, hilach for sure is kischi. Our machlekes says, though, not when you use the lashon of a yud hilach, but when you say hilach, then we have no proof. Yeah, now the mashma is this. Pshita, it's poshid. Ish have a shliach lelocha. A man, the Baal, could appoint another man to give the get to his wife. Shekain Baal, mele get liishtra, because the husband himself could bring the get to his wife. The isha have a shliach lekabolo. A lady could be a shliach to be mekabel the get. Shekain isha mekabel is gita miyad baila. A wife receives her own get, so she can make another wife, another lady also. Our question is though, ish lekabolo. Could the wife appoint the man to be the shliach to accept the get? Could the husband appoint another lady a shliach to give the get to his wife? That's the shaila mind. Does it have to that could be man to man or even a wife also? Another lady. Toshima. Hoy miraskaba gets a lishta. It says in the Mishnah. If the husband tells the shliach, you be mekabel this get to my wife. Oy heulach. You get the lishta. You go and give this get to my wife. So the Mishnah says clearly in rotz alach liyachzer. It's not a shliach lekabola because the wife did not make it. It's only a shliach lehilocha. So before the get comes to her hand, the husband could be chayza. What about the isha shomris kabbalah gita? If the husband is talking about the same shliach, what about if the wife told that shliach to be a shliach lekabola? Then it says in rotz alach liyachzer. Then the husband cannot retract anymore. So the husband is my love bechad shliach. We're talking about the same person. That the husband could make him to be a shliach lehilocha, and the wife could make him to be a shliach lekabola. Ushmamina, then it should be a proof. Kosher lekabola, kosher lehilocha. Any shliach that's good to be a shliach lekabola, like when the wife appoints another lady to be mekabel the get, that lady could also take the get to her. So you have a raya, a lady could give the get. Somewhere it says, Lord, maybe that's not the pshat over here. Peshnei shluchim. We're talking about two different cases. The husband is one case, and the wife is another case. Maybe two different shluchim. Two different cases. So you have no proof that a man could do it for the lady. Toshima says the Mishnah Lefika. Here it's a good proof. Here the case is first the wife appointed a shliach to be a shliach lekabola. Let's say she appointed another lady to be a mekabel the get. Now when the lady comes to the husband tells her, Lefika, im omaloi, habal, the husband tells her, Iefshishit the kabbalah, I don't want you to be a shliach lekabola to accept the get right now. Ela rather, hoylech. V'teinlo, I want you to be my shliach to give over the get to my wife. Be a shliach lo'elocha. Therefore, the Mishnah says, "Im rotz alach liyachzer." Yes, the husband has a right not to give it to her, b'tor shliach lekabola, but rather b'tor shliach lo'elocha. Now, v'hocho b'chad shliachu. Here we're talking about one person, the same person the shliach made, the isha made. Now the husband is making. Ushramina, here it should be a good proof that kosher lekabola, kosher lo'elocha. The same one that can be a shliach lekabola can be a shliach lelocha. Smur says true. Toshit minov. Here you have a proof at least that ish have a shliach lekabola. I'll tell you most probably the case is talking about that the wife made a man to be a shliach lekabola. And that we could understand that the wife could make a man to be mekabel haget. You know why? Shekein av mekabel get lebita ketana. There are certain times that a man receives a get by a bita ketana, where a husband, where the father's daughter was married off. Let's say even the father married her off. So kedushin is chal midiraisa. When she comes to receive a get, the father has a right to be mekabel the get for his daughter. So you see, there's a musay that a man can be mekabel the get for a wife. That's good. But the question still is, Ishul alocha tiboyloch. What's going to be when the husband makes a shliach? Can he appoint the lady to be a shliach to take the get? That's our shayla. Maybe when a man appoints a shliach lohalocha, if bedavka has to be a man. And this the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Mori, Mori says like this, Toshma, come in here. We have before Mishnah, it says, Af hanoshim shein nemenes loyme meis baylo, nemenes lovi es gita. Even the five ladies that were afraid they're going to lie, the mother-in-law and the sister, and the sister-in-law and the second wife, they're not never to tell the wife that her husband died to let her remarry, but they are believed if they bring the get to say, before the nechtav, or they're never to say the get's a good get. For hosam halachi. Over there we're talking about these wives, these ladies are a shliach to bring the get. So you see clearly that a wife, a lady, could be a shliach of the husband to give the get to his wife. And Amar Rashi, Rashi says, Misayfana Mishra, we have a proof in the Sefer that Mishnah also. The Tony says over there, the Tony Sefer says, Ha'isha Atzma Meviyas Gita. There are cases that the wife herself brings the get to herself. Ubavad, and even so, providing, she tzrich le mefonanechtam, that she has to tell over to Bez the mefonanechtam. Yekimna, we put Yekimta before, b'haylocha, that sometimes the husband makes his own wife a shliach l'haylocha to take this get to that bezdin over there and tells him before nechtav, shema mina. You see, it's a proof that a wife or a lady could be a shliach of the husband to take the get. That's halacha, can be interchangeable. The husband can make a lady and the wife can make a man a shliach. Itma, we learn like this. What's going to be hevili gita? Let's say the wife appoints a shliach now. The question is, and the wife told the shliach, hovili giti, that I'm appointing you to be a shliach, not la kabbalah, to stam accept my get. I'm just telling you, if you want to do me a favor, go to my husband and get the get, you can bring it to me. So the wife told the shliach, I want you to bring me the get. Now when the shliach goes to the husband, the shliach says it differently. He tells over to the husband, v'ishtecho omro his kabbalah giti. The shliach tells the husband that you know your wife told me I should be a shliach l'kabbalah. Now, who am I? What does the husband say? Hela k'moy shomra. I want you to take it the way she told you. That's what the husband says. So the question is now, what does the husband mean to say? So does the husband mean to say the way she really, really said it, and then he's appointing her to be a shliach l'halacha, or does the husband trust the shliach? And the shliach says that the wife made me shliach l'kabbalah. So the husband also only means to make him a shliach l'kabbalah. And that the husband can't do? Because since l'maisa, the wife did not appoint him to be a shliach l'kabbalah, so the husband has no right to appoint him to be a shliach l'kabbalah. So then the get will not be good. So that's the shiloh. Does the husband trust the shliach and mean what the shliach said? Or does the husband mean really what the wife said? So this Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Nachman said, Omer Rabba, Baravu, Omer Rav, Afilu Hegia get liyoda. Even later on, when the shliach takes the get and brings it to your wife's hands, still ain't a megareshes. You should know the get is not chal. So why not? Like we just said, Shramina, here's the proof then, Adibura Didei Kasamach, that the husband relies upon the words of the shliach. And since what the shliach said is that he's a shliach lekabolo, so the husband only meant to give him the get to be mekabel the get. And really it's not true, since the wife did not make him, there's no shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband does not mean to make a shliach l'alocha, so the get is no good. Because the adibur didor kosom, as if the truth would be, that the husband really relies on what the wife really said, so the wife really wanted the shliach to be a shliach l'alocha. If so, mechimot tegita liyodim yetegarish, when at least the get reaches her hands, then sheshiba megareshes. So here it's a proof that the husband believes the shliach, and he goes after what the shliach says. This Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof over here. Because this is really a shalom Gemara about Mitzir. Also like this, where one guy says this one, the other guy says the other way, which one do you trust? So Rashi says, here is no proof. Om Ravashi, Ochi Hashta. What are you telling me? Bishleim,